With any luck, kids across America will be heading back to school soon for some face-to-face learning. For an entire year, many of those kids have been trying to do school on cell phones, tablets, or laptops. And if you're a parent, you know the screens don't usually go dark when class is over. The pandemic has exposed all of us to a tremendous amount of screen time. But as life slowly returns to normal, should we start thinking about weaning our kids off the devices? It's not going to be easy. Joining us now is Dr. Jenny Radesky. She's a pediatrician at the University of Michigan Medical School and lead author of the American Academy of Pediatrics Media Guidelines for Young Children. Dr. Radesky, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
And why don't we start by looking at the root of this issue? Kids' screen time, by some estimates, is up 50 to 60% in the pandemic. Have you noticed this shift in the amount of hours that kids are piling up?
Oh, absolutely. I see it in my patient population as having to do with just not having other opportunities to connect with their friends or to stay occupied while their parents are working, as well as through connecting to virtual school. And this is supported by data collected from the app stores or from gaming companies showing that usage is up across the board. And platforms like Roblox have just seen enormous increases in the amount that kids are spending on them.
And now we're more than a full year into this pandemic. That's a lot of time to form a new habit. So what's been happening to our kids' brains in that time?
Yeah, we certainly have picked up a lot of new habits. I think the ones that we're trying to help parents try to avoid is just displacing all your boredom time, your feelings of distress, your feelings of big emotions. Don't displace or numb all of that with technology. It's so easy to, because we have like endless options in our digital ecosystem. And we just said to parents, you know, this is a time where we're really going to have to work on our family's resilience. And those qualities are built through daily encounters with our kids, where we're having conversations over meals, we're getting enough sleep, we are getting outside, we're having conversations that address the emotional response we're having to such a traumatic year.
When you say that kids are, you know, hiding in their screens to run away from big emotions or fear or something like that, it makes me wonder, is it possible for kids to be addicted to screens?
You know, I don't like using the word addicted just because it places the problem in the individual child, not in the digital environment that is actually shaping a lot of those engagement behaviors.
I do hear that. I'm just wondering, though, if it's the same mechanism in the brain as, say, you know, if there was a substance abuse problem.
Yeah, pleasure and a lack of friction and an ability to get into a zone and get, you know, what gamblers call, a subjective shift, where like you just don't have to be as aware of all the stress and chaos around you. Yeah, there's definitely that same mechanism that I think exists within our very pleasurable digital environment, like kids' YouTube channels that are so filled with wish fulfillment experiences, watching kids open packages and try on princess dresses. And this isn't like high quality, nutritious content for kids. It's mostly just pleasure seeking and escapism. And hey, we all deserve a little escapism during such a difficult year. I think that the hard thing is that so many user interfaces are designed to not make us pause and reflect on, wait, how long have I been doing this?
I take that point completely. Maybe we should be examining that as much as anything else, and certainly maybe not blaming the kids for this. But I just wonder if you think that as life starts to resume little by little, kids are going back to school, maybe people are going back to the office soon. Do you think it's a good idea to start weaning our kids off these screens?
I think it's a good idea for parents to be thinking about it. Some of kids' screen use will naturally decrease as they have more opportunities to go to a dance class or back to school. I don't want parents to stress too much that this will be really hard to peel back, because if we give kids a replacement activity that is fun and satisfying, or at least helps them feel like they're getting back to normal, I think kids will naturally be motivated to do those things. Of course, there will be some kids that struggle. And so if your child is struggling with motivation to do other things, fighting with you because they don't want to stop playing their video games, then it's time for a family meeting to talk this all through and say, hey, why are we arguing so much?
Let's get into that, yeah. And I'll share my own anecdote here. I have a 12-year-old who, every time I ask her to get off the screen, I have to like brace myself for her reaction. It's stressful. It's stressful for me. It's stressful for her. It's stressful for the whole family. How do you think families should handle that?
As a developmental pediatrician, I want to take one step back and say, what makes this stressful? What is one of the causes of your stress and her pushback to you? And one of them is the persuasive design of the technologies that our kids are using, like autoplay, like rewards and gamification and other things that get them wanting the next thing, the next thing. They have algorithmically predicted what your child might want to watch next. So they're not going to be able to resist that all the time. If you find that your kid is obsessed with YouTube, try YouTube Kids that has more timers. Try another streaming video site that has some of their favorite characters, but has some built-in what we call stoppage cues that, you know, help your child just pause and say, oh, okay, yeah, I could take a break right now.
Do warnings work? In other words, 5 minutes left.
The more you can be proactive and say, okay, what's the amount of time you're going to spend right now? Plan it out. I sometimes say to my kids, okay, if you can turn it off by yourself, you can have the same amount of time tomorrow. Because I want them to self-regulate their media use and show me it's not going to be a ridiculous battle every time.
What role do the schools have in helping parents figure this out? And the reason I ask that is that, you know, my kid went from really not even having much of a device to having a school-issued laptop that she's now on all the time, and that we as parents have very little ability to control.
I'm in the same exact boat. You know, I have an 11-year-old and then a 7-year-old who is just tech crazy. He's just going to be a hacker when he grows up. And they were initially so excited to have all this unlimited access to technology. So we did things like put on Wi-Fi blocks, you know, so that at certain times of day, the tablet or computer couldn't be online. We used the school district's device monitoring company, which was called Securely, to block certain websites. We only learned about that about a month into the fall. So we had this crazy month of our kids just on YouTube all the time or on video game sites. And that was exhausting. This was a rapid introduction to much more technology than many of us raising young kids were ready for. They could have done more proactively to avoid the kind of battle for your child's attention span that a lot of us have gotten into this year.
It's so funny to hear you say that your 7-year-old's going to be a hacker, because I think you make a really good point here. Like, screens are an important part of our kids' social lives. It is embedded into their culture, and far be it from us, you know, the old people, to say, oh, God, you shouldn't have that. You should do that. Do you think it's possible our concerns here are just overblown?
Some concerns are overblown in terms of a blanket concern about screens and our kids. The concerns I see being more worthwhile to think and act on are not just how much time is my child spending with a screen, but what are they not doing instead? Are they not getting up and stretching and getting outside? Are they not refocusing their eyes? Are they not sleeping enough? But I also want families to have an open mind. If you ask them, what has this year felt like trying to relate to your friends all through screens? They might have some really interesting reflections, and we don't ask kids enough about what they're discovering. I think if parents, you know, join kids in their Roblox universe a little bit and see what they're building, same with Minecraft. If parents, you know, co-view movies and TV series and streaming series to generate some conversations about culture and race and society, those are really nice ways to not feel the anxiety about more screens equals, you know, child's brain is melting somehow. They really help you realize there's so much good stuff that can be carried through technology. Here's the distinction that I see, though, is that technology that's designed all based on ad revenue and keeping kids' eyeballs on longer, that's usually the technology that's not supporting our best interests.
Dr. Jenny Radesky, pediatrician at the University of Michigan Medical School, also lead author of the American Academy of Pediatrics Media Guidelines for Young Children. Thanks a lot. I mean, I know it was a help for me personally. I'm sure it will be for many people listening as well. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.